Hepatitis advocacy bodies have welcomed the federal government's plans to put a new hepatitis C treatment on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. But they say there still needs to be a much more targeted approach to treating marginal groups with hepatitis, particularly those in prisons. One North Queensland prison declared itself hepatitis C-free, and public health experts say that should set a precedent across the country. Catherine Gregory reports.
The 230,000 Australians living with hepatitis C now have an even greater chance of being free of the stigmatised and debilitating virus. A new drug, Epclusa, is now available under the federal government's subsidised pharmaceutical benefit scheme. Melanie Eagle is the CEO of Hepatitis Victoria.
The terrific aspect of this one is that it's for all genotypes, so that it makes it simpler for treating doctors to prescribe. There's less tests perhaps to determine who it might suit, and also some people who have not been able to access treatments because of their genotype will now be able to access this one.
The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, made the announcement this morning. Melanie Eagle explains there have been a range of subsidised treatments for Hep C available since March last year, but this one is an improved version.
The latest wave have been called direct-acting antivirals, and they've got a different mechanism.
She says this means we are now in an environment where, for the first time, we can talk about the elimination of hepatitis C, but it is going to need better health education and greater accessibility, particularly for some marginalised groups such as prisoners. According to public health experts, between 30 and 40% of prisoners have hepatitis C. Professor Alex Thompson, the Director of Gastroenterology at Melbourne St Vincent's Hospital, is also the Director of the Australian Liver Association and has been actively involved in treating hepatitis.
Access to treatment for prisoners is very variable across Australia. So prisoners in Victoria actually have good access to treatment. There's a similar large program in New South Wales, but in other states of Victoria there are multiple systemic barriers to treatment for prisoners. Prison is a fantastic opportunity to access marginalised people who haven't previously accessed hepatitis care.
Melanie Eagle also points out some prisoners in some parts of Australia miss out on treatment because they're not covered by Medicare or the PBS, and that needs to change.
Once in prison, there is also a significant risk of transferring hepatitis because people continue to inject despite it supposedly being illegal.
She and Hepatitis Australia are calling for better prison needle and syringe programs with the backing of the Australian Human Rights Law Centre.
We have to accept the reality that people do inject and have homemade tattoos in prison. So there is currently injecting in prisons and there is currently an exchange of needles. It's just that it's done in an unsafe manner and we should adopt a harm minimisation approach.
But there is one prison in Far North Queensland, where hepatitis C has been eradicated. Simon Doyle Adams from the Cairns Sexual Health Clinic says the Lotus Glen Correctional Facility is free of the virus because of new treatments offered since March last year.
Well, basically people are screened on entry into prison and then they're then offered treatment. So that is a fantastic good news story about different health services actually working together to eradicate Hep C.
Staff at the clinic say the focus should be about treatment as opposed to needle programs, and they're excited about the potential of the new drug Epclusa, particularly in helping out other prisons in Australia become hepatitis C free. Melanie Eagle says the success of Lotus Glen does set a precedent.
Where you do have a dedicated program, the ability to access education and, you know, health services focused and able to make it happen.
Melanie Eagle from Hepatitis Victoria, ending Catherine Gregory's report.